We talk about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But I realize that when we talk about these things, a lot of times it is not understood by the people that hear, because some things in the Word of God are difficult in our age and our time because of the influence of the quote, Christian people in our day. What we think of as Christianity in many areas lacks some truth. And when that truth that's needed happens to be principal truth, or the most necessary part of what we need in our lives if we're going to serve God, then it very well could be that if we miss it, that we may not be able to succeed as far as eternal life. Because there are two things that are essential, very essential. One is that in our believing in God, that we believe in the true God. Amen. And that we also call on the name of the Lord and know what that name is and know that there's power in that name and realize that there's probably a lot more in the name than we've ever realized. All that we have has really, as Sister Sharon mentioned, tip of the iceberg, all that we've done so far, all that we know at this point, is just a tiny fraction of what is there when the Word comes forth. We're only getting a little part of it because our minds can only grasp so much, I guess, and our ears can only hear so much. Our eyes have a tendency to drift. Our bodies have a tendency to doze, you know, on Sunday morning especially. If I keep talking soft and easy right now, some of you are going to go, you know. You ever had that feeling where you just, you know, you had to catch yourself? I've dreamed entire dreams while the preacher was just getting ready to preach. Yeah, I sure have. Woke myself up, and he was just getting started. But it was a long dream, it seemed like. But you can dream quite a long dream just from the time you doze off till the time you realize your head's falling off and you have to catch yourself. But in the book of John, Jesus is speaking in the 14th chapter, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Just reading that much, it sounds like good backing here for two gods at least, if we believe Jesus is God. You believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. How many of you believe there's only one God? And we know that there's one God. Even people who try to explain Him different ways end up saying, "I believe in one God." Unless there happen to be some of these people that believe in all these many gods out there. But I'm talking about the people that are really sincere trying to serve God. Most of Christianity today says, "I do believe in one God." Then the mix-up comes in understanding and explaining after that. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Amen. Where I go, you know, and the way you know. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Everybody say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Do you ever get the feeling like, I really don't know where to go from here? Not talking about some other city, just from this predicament I'm in. I don't know which way to turn. From the position I find myself in, I don't know what to do. You ever get like that? From this point, now what? I hope in just a few words here that we can all be reminded, as Brother Mike was remembering what we've been talking about, we can be reminded that there is a way of peace, that there is a way, there is a truth, and there is a life that is a lot better than frustration, worry, doubt, and fear. Amen. And there is a real God that will help us. And there is a way that we can know. Amen. There is a way that we can know. And amen. Jesus, everybody say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not where thou goest. How can we know the way? Now, Jesus just told him one thing that has to be true because it came from Jesus. And here's a man speaking right after Jesus said, you do know. He says, we don't know. Now, I can argue with you, but I don't want to argue with Jesus. If Jesus says, I do know, then even if I think I don't know, I think I need to be saying, you're right, I do know. I just don't know what I do know, or something like that. But you know, we have a merciful Savior who's able to stand there and being who He is and what He is able to say to a man that He's talking to and tell him something and have the man say just the opposite back to him. That happens a lot, though. When you're trying to live for God, you can say something from the pulpit, and it's heard, if you got 25 people, it's heard 25 different ways sometimes. Or if you're talking one-on-one, you can be talking from the sincerity of your heart, and then the person you're talking to will try to repeat what you said to somebody else, and it's not what you said at all. Because we understand different. We just are made different. That's why we need a common denominator. We need something that's constant in our lives. We need something that's stable in our lives, because in most cases, human beings generally are a little bit wishy-washy. We all find ourselves in valleys of decisions and not knowing for sure what to do, which way to go. And because of that, we find ourselves sometimes frustrated and having some fear, having some doubt, especially if just up the road ahead, we know we're going to have to face something we don't want to face. We're going to have to go through something we don't want to go through. You ever have those nights when you just suddenly wake up and you remember something? Oh, my. And then you can't go back to sleep because it gets on your mind so strong. You know, sun's coming up in the morning and you're going to have to get up. And there are a lot of things to have to face, and you just wish the sun would stay down a little while longer. Amen. Amen. Thomas said, Lord, we know not where you're going. How can we know the way? Right after Jesus said, you do know where I'm going, and you do know the way. Amen. So the answer comes back to Thomas. I am the way. Praise God. Thomas going to think I'm talking about him this morning. Hi, Brother Thomas. Amen. Jesus comes back and says, after this man says, we don't know. How can we know? And Jesus responds, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? Everybody say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's what I'm saying this morning. No matter how many words I say, keep remembering this. No matter what you have to face, what you're going through, or what you think you're having to deal with, Jesus is still the way. Amen? And no matter how many things are not right around you, Jesus is still the truth. And no matter how you feel, Jesus is still the life. We need the way, the truth, and the life in order to stabilize ourselves. Praise God. I am the way, Jesus said. I am the truth. I am the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And oftentimes we use these scriptures in this conversation that takes place here to try to establish in people's minds that there is one God. Because as we read these scriptures, we can actually see it unfold if we want to see it unfold. We can see the truth here. But if we don't want to see it, no amount of preaching or teaching is going to convince you. So a lot of times, I believe we're just spinning our wheels trying to convince people concerning the Godhead, although we're going to keep on doing it. But in most cases, it's just words that are heard, but not heard. You hear the sound, but you don't get the message. But we're going to keep proclaiming it, just like the Bibles keep getting printed. It's going to be there. Amen. It's going to be there. But there's another thing I want to look at here. Rather than oneness versus Trinity, and by the way, neither one of those terms are in the Bible. There is no word oneness to teach you oneness theology, and there is no word Trinity to teach you Trinity theology. And the arguments between Trinitarians and oneness sometimes are futile because they get into the argument of, well, one of them will say, well, you can't find the word Trinity in the Bible. And they can just come right back and say, and neither can you find oneness in the Bible. So they get hung up on that. Well, we're not here to talk about Trinity or oneness today. Let's just talk about God. Let's just talk about Jesus. And let's see if we can find our way. Let's see if we can know the truth. The Bible does say, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, shall make you free. Amen? Amen. I like what Brother Dana said this morning. I was listening when he said, sometimes I just don't know what to say, and I don't know what to pray. Amen. That's a really good time to find somebody that does know. Amen. There is a spirit of truth that is the way. You can pray in the spirit when you don't know what to say. Praying in the spirit is not necessarily speaking in other tongues, although it includes that. But you can pray with your understanding, and you can pray without your understanding. Prayer with understanding can be, Lord, I know I've got this problem, and I've got that problem, and I've got this to deal with, and I've got that to deal with, and this is coming against me, and that's coming, and I understand that I'm in a mess. And then praying without your understanding is, thank you, Jesus. Everything's going to be all right. I just put my trust in you. And I know I'm going to make it. By the help of God, I'm going to be victorious. And what seems like a valley right now is going to turn into a mountaintop for me. Hallelujah. That's praying without understanding. That's praying in the Spirit. And you just may break forth into speaking in tongues, because when you get in that spirit of praise and worship and trusting and magnifying God, you find the peace which passes understanding. Oftentimes I have been in prayer deeply burdened, deeply troubled. When I started coming out of my valley at the moment that I started saying, thank you, Jesus, you know what I need. You are what I need. You are the way for me. You are the answer. You are the solution to everything that I don't know how to solve. Every problem that I don't know how to solve. You're the answer. You're the way. You're the truth. You're the life. When you start talking like that in your prayer, suddenly your valley starts rising up a little bit. And your darkness starts becoming lighter. And your feeling starts getting better. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus went on to explain to Thomas, I am the way. I am the way. Thomas said, we don't know, but Jesus said, but I am the way. That's why he just got through telling him, you do know the way. All he was saying is, you've been with me. I am the way. You're talking to me. You're dwelling with me. I am the way. You know the way. But Thomas was hearing one thing and seeing a different thing. He was like hearing those words, but not with understanding. He was thinking, where are we going? And how do we get there? And he was a little bit lost as Jesus was talking to him, saying, you do know the way. And we get like that sometimes. We get to thinking of the physical when the Word of God is trying to bring to us the spiritual. And if we think on the physical and the things we do understand, or that we think we understand just because of what we can see and feel and touch and so forth, if we dwell on that, we may miss the spiritual significance. And what is spiritual is better for us than that which is natural. Amen. Although we have to deal with the natural and the spiritual. Amen. But if you only had the natural, you would be in a mess. But if you only had the spiritual, we'd have a hard time finding you. Amen. So we need the spirit and we need the natural. We need the invisible and we need the visible. We need that which we don't understand, and we need that which we do understand. But you put it in its right perspective, and that which we don't understand has a remedy for everything we don't understand. Amen. Or that we don't understand has a remedy for everything that we think we do understand, that we really don't understand. I don't know the way I take. And we can be saying that, and at the same time, we're already making plans on which way we're going to go. I don't know what I'm going to do. And right then, in the back of your mind, you know what you're about to do. Have you ever prayed telling God how to answer your prayer?